fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
A small-town barber knows all kinds of men, especially if he owns the only barber shop in a town like Redford. Jasper Smoot's customers were divided into two distinct classes: the cowpokes, trail drivers, and stock tenders who rarely sought his services, and the more particular townsmen who were daily visitors. Phineas Mason belonged to the latter group.
Careful, Smoot. Remember, you're cutting my hair, not my ears.
By gunnies, it's pretty hard to miss something as big as...
Careful! Oh, you clumsy old coot, can't you?
Sorry, Phineas. Hand must have slipped. There. How's that look?
Well, how do I know? I don't have eyes in the back of my head. Get the hand there.
Sure. Just a minute. There you are. Can you see?
Better take a little more off the right side. Not too much now, and be careful with those shears.
All right, Phineas. How's your stock feeding business these days? I see most of the loading pens down by the railroad are crammed full of longhorns.
Yes, all the valley ranches are shipping big herds this year. Business is all right.
Mm-hmm. Where's that cattle buyer from Kansas City? What's his name supposed to get here?
Pomeroy? J.C. Pomeroy. He'll be in town tomorrow sometime. Now, careful with those shears.
Oh, don't worry, I'm nowhere near you. There. Now, trim your mustache, Mr. Mason?
No, thank you. I value my nose too much to risk it.
Let's see. Getting a little thin on top.
Never mind that.
How about some tonic?
Did you order some more of that tonic in my favorite scent? You've been out of it now for over a week, you know.
Oh, you mean the stuff that smells like lilacs. No, it hadn't come in yet. But I've got some carnation, rose, oriental spice.
You know I never use any tonic or cologne except lilac. If you don't have it, just forget it.
Wait a minute. Maybe your lilac hair tonic is on its way right now.
What do you mean?
Look out the window there. Ain't that young Tom Pickering from the express office heading this way? With a package under his arm? Might be it.
Hi, Mr. Smoot.
Hello, Tom. Got a package for me?
Sure. Just came in on the afternoon train. How'd you know?
Guess, that's all. Let me see it. From the Eastern Barber Supply Company, Incorporated. Well, this is it, Phineas. This is your bottled lilacs. I'll open it.
How are you today, Mr. Mason?
I'm very well, thank you.
Your men are sure feeding a lot of stock down the loading pens.
That's right.
And I noticed they're still using alfalfa. You know, he's expensive and it takes up a lot of storage space.
Yes, yes.
I'm still working on my idea to develop a ready-made cake fodder. It'll be a lot cheaper, fatten the cattle quicker.
Now, listen to me, Pickering. I'm in the stock feeding business. You're a delivery boy for the express company. If I want any suggestions, I'll ask for them.
I know you've told me that before, Mr. Mason, but I'm sure if you'd try feeding some of my cake fodder to the stock, you'd be more than...
Why, you impudent young pipsqueak! Smoke, can't a man have a haircut without being bothered with crazy ideas?
I'm sorry, Mr. Mason. Maybe we can talk about it some other time.
Yes, yes.
Marianne at home, Mr. Smoot?
Like as not, she is, Tom.
Oh, good. I'm going to drop over and see her as soon as I make one more delivery. That is, if you have no objections.
Oh, not at all. Go right ahead. Marianne might even invite you for supper.
That'll be fine, but... Well, I'll see you after I make this registered delivery to the bank.
Oh, the Drover's Bank order something special from the city?
An iron strong box with $50,000 in gold, that's all.
$50,000? Jumping Jehoshaphat. Never knew there was that much money.
I think it's for Mr. Pomeroy, the cattle buyer, so he can pay off the ranchers in cash.
Oh.
Well, I'll see you all later. Bye, Mr. Mason.
Yes.
That Tom Pickering is a smart young button. Never had any schooling, but he's full of ideas.
He's a pest. What's more, the express company must be crazy to hire someone like him to handle valuable shipments.
Why? Well, what do you mean?
His father was an outlaw, wasn't he? A convicted cattle rustler.
Sure, everybody knows about old Ned Pickering. But that ain't Tom's fault.
Blood's thicker than water.
Oh, that doesn't prove... Oh. How about the tonic now, Phineas?
Of course. Why do you think I've been waiting here?
Really smells like lilacs. Oh, sure does. Mighty pretty.
Well, that's enough, that's enough.
Guess I ought to recommend it to some of my other customers. Trouble is, some of these cowpokes around here wouldn't know the difference between lilac and stinkweed. Hold still now. Comb your hair.
You can forget about selling it to your other customers. I asked you to order the lilac only for me. I don't want it used on anyone else. I'll pay for the whole bottle.
Yeah, sure, anything you say, Phineas. There. Now you're slicker than a new boot, and you smell twice as sweet.
Well, here.
Oh, by the way, Jasper, did I hear you say your daughter Marianne was at home this afternoon?
I guess so. She's there most of the time.
There's a dance at the schoolhouse tonight. I thought I might ask Marianne for the pleasure of accompanying.
Well, won't do no harm to ask. Can't say what kind of luck you'll have. Marianne's just like her ma used to be. Got a mind of her own.
She's a very sensible girl. I'll take my chances. That's enough, that's enough. Well, see you tomorrow, Jasper.
Sure, Phineas, don't worry. Me and the lilacs will be here, ready and waiting.
Tom, I'm so glad to see you. I was afraid that express train would be late or something and
wouldn't be... No, train got in on time and I'm all finished with my delivery.
Oh, that's wonderful. Then you'll be able to take me to the schoolhouse dance tonight.
Sure. That is at least the first part of it.
First part? What do you mean, Tom?
Well, I'm making another experiment tonight. I'm going to leave some of my new cake fodder in the railroad loading pens at sundown. Then, later on, I want to go back and see how much of it the cattle have eaten.
Oh.
I think I've solved the problem now, Marianne.
Problem?
Sure. The answer is cottonseed oil.
Cottonseed? What in the world are you talking about, Tom?
Well, remember last year when I first got my idea about making fodder cakes for cattle feed? Making them out of ground-up corn stalks and bran?
Yes, but
well,
I
since don't... then, I've been making the cakes with cottonseed oil.
Then everything's all right. You can sell your cakes to the stock feeders.
No, not until I prove what they can do. Nobody will let me experiment on their stock. Why, Phineas Mason is the biggest cattle feeder in town, and he won't even listen to me.
Can't you get someone?
So I'm doing it on the sly. I go down to one of his stock pens every night, take the hay away, and substitute my fodder cakes.
The cows are eating them. They must mean they're all right.
Oh, sure. But before I can sell them on a big scale, I'll have to prove they'll increase the steer's weight quicker and be cheaper than alfalfa.
Tom, isn't it dangerous for you to...
What Phineas Mason doesn't know won't hurt him. If I can just prove my idea will work, honey, I... Well, maybe I can borrow some money, and then you...
Someone at the door. I wonder who it can be.
You don't have to wonder. I can see through the window.
Who?
Phineas Mason. And the minute he walks in here, you'll be able to smell him.
I know. Lilac hair tonic. He's a walking advertisement for Dan's barbershop.
Oh, Miss Smoot. As charming and pretty as ever.
Thank you, Mr. Mason. Won't you come in?
Yes, I... Oh. I see you already have company.
Hello, Phineas.
Well, the purpose of my call is to ask permission to escort you to the schoolhouse dance tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mason, but I've already accepted a date with Tom for tonight.
Oh. It's I who should be sorry. Sorry that your judgment is so warped that you prefer an outlaw's offspring to an honest businessman.
Why, you big...
Good day, Miss Smith.
I should have punched that overgrown baboon right in the jaw.
Tom now is really mad at you. Maybe if I'd been nicer to him...
Not on my account. Oh, don't worry, honey. I can get along all right without Phineas Mason. And the further he stays away from me, the better.
Shag, how this?
Right here, boss. Just having a little drink before I make the rounds down at the feeding pens.
That's all right. But when you finish, come over to my office. We have some other work to do.
Yeah? Thought you were going to the dance tonight. You're all slicked up.
I said, come to the office. You understand?
Yeah. Sure, I'll be there.
About 2 hours after sundown, when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up their horses near the outskirts of Redford.
Oh, fella.
We need quite a few supplies, Tonto. Just leave the horses here and walk into town, steady, big fella. Dark enough, so that if we keep to the back streets, no one will see my mask. I'll wait while you go into the mercantile and buy the supplies.
I'm good.
Getting late, Mary Ann. I'd better sneak down the loading pen and see how the cows like my father came.
All right, Tom. I'll wait here for you. Hurry back. Wait, where's your hat?
Well, I don't know. Guess I didn't wear one tonight. I'll see you in about a half an hour.
Me hear music. It come from big house, end of street.
That's a schoolhouse, Tonto. Must be a dance going on. The mercantile is right up ahead. I'll wait here while you go get the supplies.
Aki Musabi, you hear that?
Gunfire. It came from across the street, inside the drover's bank. That sounded like a door. Maybe the back door of the bank.
Hey, gunplay down the street. You better call the sheriff.
Well, other people hear it. Them come this way.
Yes, I think. Oh, wait a minute. Man coming along the walk. Quiet. Maybe he won't see us.
But the masked outlaws. Those shots must have been the ones.
Sheriff, across the street. Three of them.
Harder, I'll shoot. Wait, Sheriff, wait.
Don't
I'm not with
for
you.
It, Tonto. Come on. Back between those buildings. I'll hold them back for a minute.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. Faced with an advancing wall of gunfire from the Redford sheriff and a group of excited townsmen, the Lone Ranger put his own guns into action to cover a retreat.
Quick, Tonto, that alleyway between the two buildings. We can get away in the dark.
Huh.
Let's cut across the street now, Tonto. I want to get back to the bank. We've lost them, Tonto.
Them stop one fellow who stand with us. Get shot.
Yes, and it's a shame. He was just as innocent as we were when those first shots were fired.
We're back at bank now. You think that...
I don't know what to think, Tonto. I know I heard a door slam back here somewhere, and I... Now, wait. Look. Here are two sets of heavy footprints. It might have been made by one of the...
That sign plenty good. Moon come out now. We follow him?
Yes, come on. Well, it was the right sign, Tonto. Those two men ahead of us who have been carrying that box. I'm sure they're the same two who ran from the back door of the bank.
What them do now, close to corral...
I think they're burying the box. Looks that way. We'll wait here till they leave.
Plenty cattle here.
These are all loading pens. Redford is a railhead town. All the ranchers bring their stock here to sell and ship east on the railroad.
Fellas bury box plenty quick and leave now.
Yes. I wish we were close enough to see who they are. It's too dark.
Now them gone.
Good.
This place. They're going to be here. Pretty easy to dig.
We're in too big a hurry to play it very
deep.
Here it is. Help me lift a tunnel. For the heavy bound in iron. A light a match, Tonto. Let's keep it down and covered.
You see now?
Gold shipment. Wells Fargo Express consigned to Drover's Bank, Redford. We walked into the bank robbery, all right. This is proof of it.
And what we do? Take box back to Lawman Town?
Not yet. The first thing we've got to do is find out who those men were who buried it.
And how we do that?
I don't know, but we won't leave this gold here. We'll take it to our camp. And we'll see what happens in town tomorrow morning.
Morning, Sheriff.
Morning, boys.
Hey, how about Tom Pickering, Sheriff? Has he confessed yet?
No. Critter still claims he was nowhere near the Drover's Bank. Says he'd been down to loading pens and was walking back to the schoolhouse dance.
Well, we saw him. Him and two other hombres. Does he deny that, too?
Well, he swears he never saw those other two gents before. Said they just appeared real sudden-like, and then the shooting started.
Well, naturally, he's trying to lay out of it, Sheriff. In my opinion,
he's... Phineas, I've been looking all over for you.
What's the trouble, Shag?
Well, it's kind of private. Come here.
Yes.
Sheriff, you say that Tom Pickering swore he never saw those two gents before.
Well, that's impossible.
That's what the truth. If you don't believe me, you can go over to
just a minute. What were you going to say, Phineas?
Well, nothing, Sheriff. Shag has just brought me some news. Trouble down at the cattle pens. I'll have to see what it is. Come on, Shag.
Yeah.
Tom, how are you ever going to make them believe you had nothing to do with the robbery or the murder and get you out of jail?
I guess I can't make them believe it. Unless I could find those two outlaws I bumped into on the street.
They were the ones who committed the crime, and you're getting blamed for it.
No, that's the part I can't figure out. I don't think they had anything to do with it either. They couldn't have killed Gilly Shea, robbed the bank, and moved across the street that fast.
Then who did do it?
I don't know. And I'm afraid to tell what I really was doing down at the cattle pens, because Phineas Mason had called that a crime, too.
There must be some way Dad and I can help you, Tom. We're both racking our brains.
Not unless you can work a miracle, honey. And that'd mean finding a big, tall outlaw who wears a black mask.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella, oh, oh, fella, oh.
What did you find out, Tonto?
People in town make plenty talk. Young fella who get wounded. Him in jail.
Accused of murder and robbery, I suppose. Did you watch that place with the loading pens where we found the stolen money last night?
Me wait long time. See two fella come. Look for strong box.
Them plenty men.
Good. Did you follow them back to town? Find out who they are?
One big fella named Phineas Mason.
Mason, huh?
We take gold back to Lawman. Tell him have wrong fella in jail.
That wouldn't prove anything, Tonto. Take more than our word to convict the real crook.
Oh, me see pretty girl go in jail. Talk to young fella. She feel plenty bad.
I imagine so. She's a close friend. She might... Wait. That might be the way to do it. Do you know where this girl lives, Tonto? Good. That's where we're heading right now. Here, Silver.
We've got to think of something, Dad. Poor Tom up there in jail. Sheriff Dawes asking the same question over and over. Until...
Oh, now... Crying won't do any good.
Maybe you... I can help.
Whoa. Mask!
Where did you come from?
Through the back door. Sorry I had to break in. But I think we have a common interest. Proving that Tom Pickering is innocent.
Outlaws busting in a private house can't
prove... Wait a minute, Dad. He's tall, he's wearing a mask, and... Were you with Tom last night when he was shot?
Yes, I was.
Then you know he's innocent.
More than that, I know the name of the man who's guilty.
You do? Who is it?
Phineas Mason.
What?
Oh, will you tell Sheriff Dawes about it so
that... telling the sheriff won't prove anything. I came to you to find out more about this man, Mason. Maybe we can force him to convict himself.
How?
Well, what kind of a man is he? What are his habits and what...
Phineas is nothing but a loud-talking gazebo who owns a stock-feeding business here in town. Gets his hair cut or a shave every evening in my shop. Likes fancy lilac hair tonic.
When I think of that hypocrite smelling to high heaven of cologne and framing Tom for a crime...
Wait. That might be the way we can do it.
What do you mean?
Listen carefully and I'll explain.
Boss, guess what's happened now?
What do you mean?
Tom Pickering's confessed. He says his owl hoot pards didn't steal the money in the first place. But they've got it now, very close to town.
Well, I'll be... Then he was...
They must have followed us last night. That's why the box was gone this morning.
So he had a gang working with him. A double-crossing...
The sheriff's going to make him show where the gold is buried now.
When? When is he going to do it?
Well, I don't know. About sundown, I guess.
Now, Toto, quick. I'll need a disguise so I can go into town and get that mob started.
Me fix it.
Anything else tonight besides the shave, Phineas?
No, I guess that's all.
Might as well have some of your favorite while you're here.
All right, but hurry it up.
Guess you heard about young Tom Pickering confessing. Sure surprised me.
What are you trying to do, drown me?
Up in juniper, the cork slipped out. I'm sure mighty sorry, Phineas.
Soak my coat with that tonic, you clumsy half-witted old coot.
I said I was sorry. Say, look at that crowd out in the street. Wonder what's going on.
I won't forget the damage you've done, Smoot. And I'll settle with you later.
Tom Pickering's a murderer. Let's lynch him.
Boss, you hear that?
Of course I do.
Tom Pickering's the only one who knows where the gold is buried. If they hang him, if they break him out of jail and hang him now, he'll never know where.
That double-crossing hyena will be taken out of jail, all right. But not by this mob. We'll beat him to it.
Well, how are we going to... Say, boss, You sure got plenty of that perfumery on your hair. It smells
Shut
like
up.
A...
We're heading for the jail. Follow me. Sure.
Look, there's the sheriff. Knocked out cold in a mackerel.
Hey, Sheriff. Sheriff Dawes. What happened?
I don't know. Help me up. All I remember is somebody must have slipped up behind me and hit me over the head.
The reason for it's right back here. Tom Pickering's gone. Cell door standing wide open.
What the? Dad blast it, my keys are gone. Say, what are all you hombres doing here?
We came over to break your prison out of jail and lynch him. But I guess his owl hoot friends got here first.
Yeah. There'll be no lynch mobs around here.
Not when there's nobody to lynch.
I'll trail Pickering. I'll run him down shore.
There's no moon tonight. You can't see.
I'll tell you how. If the sheriff will take some advice from me, we can smell our way to the sneaking crooks who robbed the bank and did that killing.
What do you mean, Jasper?
More outside. Now prove it. All right, now what? Sample a whiff of that breeze. What do you smell?
The loading pens full of cattle.
Sure, but there's something else. Can you smell it?
Well, something like flowers. Maybe lilacs. Say, that reminds me. Just before I was knocked over the head, I smelled something like that.
That's it, Sheriff. Now all we've got to do is follow our noses and keep quiet.
Yeah, sounds loco to me, Jasper, but I'll play a hunch. Come on.
Here, right ahead of us, down by the stock pen.
Well, this is double-crossing, isn't it? Where did your partners take that box after they dug it up?
Well, if you'll split with me, I'll tell you where it is.
Split? Why?
Put
him over, Shag.
Yeah, I'll...
There you won't! Put up your hands, both of you!
Come on! Get him, Shag!
Get him down!
Let him have it!
Gosh, I still can't believe it. Less than an hour ago, I was in jail accused of murder. Now I'm free, Phineas Mason is under arrest, and Shag is dead.
I think it's wonderful, Tom.
So does Sheriff Dawes. You should have seen his eyes pop out when I lugged that express box full of gold into his office. You're going to get a reward, Tom, for helping to save it.
No, I've already got my reward from Mr. Pomeroy personally.
What do you mean, son?
Well, I talked to him about feeding stock with my new fodder cakes instead of hay.
What did he say?
He thinks it's a great idea. And now that Mr. Phineas Mason is retiring from business, I'm going to own and operate the Redford Stock Feeding Company.
Well, glad to hear it. Mighty glad.
Just think of it. All of this because of a strange masked man whose name we'll never know.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.